So we're in week three of Advent, and I'm enjoying having a one word, or today maybe two words, theme for each week. So the first work week was hope. And I threw in, I always paraphrase everything, so I added the word anticipation and expectation with that. Hope changes everything, amen? Romans 15, verse 13, it says, the God of all hope brings joy and peace in believing. Hope and optimism are the two of the greatest qualities that you need within your life to live your life. Amen. There's a man in my office this week, an amazing man of God I enjoyed. I'm really looking forward to get to know him. And he shared a heartache in his life. His oldest son had committed suicide. And just this Christmas season, we're talking about hope, anticipation, and expectation, but there's also some things that we encounter in life that aren't so great, amen? Not so much hope. There's a little bit of despair. And what Jesus brings hope into our lives. My brother just got back from a mission trip. He was there for 25 years with his family and is preparing to go back there in the future. So he went for 2 weeks and did some ministry. And in Davao City, where he was, I'm not sure what it is now, 3, 4, 5 million people. But south of Davao, they gave an autonomous region to the Muslims. And you wouldn't want to go in that city or town or that region because it's not the God of all hope with joy and peace in believing. Come on, you guys, you with me? Jesus is totally different. For 4,000 years, the prophets were talking about Jesus is going to come and bust that devil's head. Amen. I paraphrase when I read the Bible. Amen. All right. That's what Genesis, well, come on, that's Andy's translation, Genesis 3:15, because that's exactly what it says. There's coming a Messiah. There's coming Emmanuel, God with us, God in us, that's going to crush the power of sin, death, hell, and the grave, and over all of the slavery that Satan and sin and Adam and Eve and you brought yourself into. God has liberated us in Jesus. We have a Savior. He's the Messiah. He's Emmanuel. He's with us, and he is in us. Amen? All right, I like sports. You got to get a little bit today, but can you, and I know you don't tell me your different opinions right now. No, come on. Let me keep going on this story. Is there a different atmosphere, and you might want him to be playing today because he might get injured. He's not going to get injured. You'll be praying, amen? Amen? All right, but is there a little bit more hope in Lambeau, in Green Bay, in Wisconsin because somebody is playing today? All right, well, we like Aaron Rodgers, amen? Some of you really, probably really, really like him, amen? But Jesus brought something better than that, amen? He brings hope. All of Wisconsin has a little bit more hope that he might do what he did like last year and win the last 6 games and roll him into the playoffs. But you know what? Jesus is the God of all hope. And he brings us joy and peace in believing. When you walk into this sanctuary and there's hope and anticipation and expectation, it changes everything, doesn't it? Are you with me? All right? But you know what? Now let's go to point two in the week two, and I'm trying to do a quick rephrase. But all that hope and hype and talk about growth and development and filling this place, you know, that's all sweet, but that isn't what it's going to fill it. The hope and optimism and anticipation, expectation, and faith is definitely going to be a part of it, because without it, you don't get the second part. Week number two was preparedness. Okay, you can talk about it now till the cows come home, but then you had to prepare. Last Sunday with this program that we experienced with those kids doesn't happen without years of a leader preparing and leading kids to do what they did last Sunday, amen? Amen. I'd hate to count the amount of hours and practice that have gone into piano and singing. No, I actually would love to count it, amen? That have gone into what you encountered this morning. I'll guarantee you that they just didn't wake up this morning and put 10 songs, whatever songs together and think, oh, it was going to be a blessed morning. Come on, you guys with me? So week number two was preparedness. And so God is going to show me, he's going to show you, he's going to show all of our leaders, all of us together doing our part to make this church, and there's going to be growth, there's going to be development, there's going to be change, it's going to be good, some might be a little bit painful, but there'll be preparedness for God to be able to do what he wants to do. Okay? And God will show us it, maybe a little bit in the HR department, a little bit maybe in the EQ department. I'll explain that as years go by. maybe in other areas as far as our heart and our attitude and in our love and all these different things, our knowledge, our skills, our ability to do ministry, whatever, all of that has to be improve and grow if God's going to do what he wants. Are you with me? Okay, so that was week number two, was preparation. And they say he's been passing the ball really well for 6 weeks, so I bet he's prepared, amen? Amen? All right, so let's look at our notes. And today you don't have some of the scriptures written out. I already know that you have every one of them memorized, so you don't even have to look them up, amen? I'm sorry. I'm a smart aleck once in a while. Did you know that? Yep. All right. So let's look at number one, point number one. Was a God, he's a God with skin on. You see there that Jesus came. In John 1, it says he came to his own. Can you imagine the Messiah came to the earth and his people, the Jews in Israel, didn't receive him or recognize him? He came to his own and his own received him not. Can you imagine like exactly what Steve said, the greatest gift ever offered to mankind, and they didn't open it up and they didn't receive it? You know, there. Oh, man, that's hard to believe, isn't it? But you know what? He's right here, and there might have, hopefully I don't think there is anybody this morning, but he could be right in the midst of a church and somebody just come and not receive everything that God had for him on a Sunday morning. Can you? Yeah, I have trouble imagining that, but it does happen, amen? So we want to prepare our hearts to receive everything that God has. So week number two was preparation. Week number three we're on today, and it's repentance. And we chose a theme package for the month of December. And when we looked at repentance, it was like, how do you fit repentance into Christmas? It is. All right. Well, then pray for me because I'm having... No. All right? But repentance is a part of Scripture because it's a change of mind. It's a change of heart. It's a change of how we do things. And repentance, let me just quote a bunch of verses on repentance. In Acts chapter 2 and verse 38, he said, repent and believe. Actually, in other places in the scripture, several places in the scripture, when it says repent and believe, it's not just past tense. It's not when you just got born again. I talked to my Greek scholar this week. He gave me my fix, but he says the Greek word for both of those are present tense participle, and that means when you believe, you keep on believing. When you repent, you keep on repenting, and that's how you prepare. John the Baptist came preaching, prepare ye the way of the Lord. And what was his message? Repentance. So in order to repent, I have to have a really, really soft heart. I have to be pliable. I have to be teachable. I have to receive correction, amen? When the righteous smite at me or teach me or instruct me, I count it a blessing, amen? And that's always your first response too, right? That's Psalm 141, verse 5. Because you know what? Preparedness does not happen without instruction. So let instruction come, and I will learn, I will develop, I will grow, I will change, I will become better, we will all become better, amen? Amen. And so you have to have a repentant type heart if you're going to encounter the Spirit of God. David committed two of the worst sins that you can possibly commit. David, what did God say about him? Nobody else in the Bible had this said about him that I can read. Here is a man after my own heart. Now, we don't condone sin. We don't like sin. We don't recommend it. Amen? Amen. Come on. But here, John the Baptist preaching, prepare the way of the Lord. How do we prepare for the Lord for a special visitation in this place? It is with repentance. Lord, change my mind. Lord, all of us like sheep, we have gone astray. We've turned our own way. We like our own way. Don't you? No, it's not about me. It's not about you. It's about him. It's about his glory and his honor. And that's how I live every single day of my life. I'm repenting with a spirit of repentance. Amen? Lord, I repent. I believe that the times of refreshing would come from the presence of the Lord. Repentance is part of all of that preparation. You should actually repent every week of your life because the Word of God is profitable for doctrine and teaching and what? Rebuke and reproof and correction. Three out of the four weren't so nice. So you welcome when you word the Word of God. Hopefully every time you read the Word of God, you got such a soft and pliable and teachable heart, you realize that you're not fully like Jesus and you say, Jesus, help me become more like you. Jesus, help me become more like you. I want to be more like you. You guys hungry for that? Because that's the only way we'll have a special visitation, Lord. There's never been a revival without holiness and repentance and prayer, amen? I've never read a revival that happened without those things. So repentance, as much as it sounds hard for Christmas, is a part of preparing the way of the Lord. Amen? I believe, you know, sometimes, you know, with me, more is caught than taught. And you will get good teaching, but you know what? Catch my heart. Are you guys with me? Catch our love for Jesus and what God wants to do. And we are all going to prepare for a special visitation, Lord. We're John the Baptist, whatever, is preaching to your heart this morning. Repent and believe. Keep repenting. Keep believing. And keep preparing. I believe we are on the track of preparing ourselves for the way of the Lord. This Christmas season, I love the month of December. I've loved this whole thing of a theme each week in super extra preparation, layer upon layer, preparing for celebrating Christmas Day. Hallelujah. So now I'm going to do one point and I need to close. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh man, God is good, isn't he? Everybody wants a spirit of holiness. Now, the last word that I'm going to share today, and it's tied in, we talked about hope, we talked about preparedness, and we talked a little bit about repentance. Maybe I'll bring in a little bit more of this next week. But then there's redemption. And when we're looking at this theme, you know, and repentance, and actually redemption just got thrown in with it, amen, because what Jesus did for it is part of all of it, amen. In 1863, I believe it was January 1st, Abraham Lincoln did the proclamation of Emancipation Proclamation. So I might not do this perfectly, but what happened on that day? Well, slaves were declared free, amen? They were no longer slaves. Now let me share something with you, because you know what? You have everything pertaining to life and godliness. God has given you all things that pertain to life and godliness. You have the very essence and nature of God within you. God, now Emmanuel, is on the inside of you. And he's given his whole being. In him, we dwelt the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And then he says, in him, and you are in him, you're complete in him. Of that fullness, we have received grace upon grace. The word of God, Jesus, was up there. He laid in humility, set aside his divinity, became man, and the word became flesh. God became Jesus, amen? And he dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten, full of grace, full of truth. In verse 16, of that fullness we have received. One of my favorite Christmases, I think it was 1984, I think it was about 21 years old, and I actually went to Jamaica for 3 months, and was a missionary for 3 months. And so as much as I loved all the gifts and family and food that we have at our house, and which we're going to have next Christmas Day, and I'm already looking forward to it, amen? All right? There's going to be some preparations. They won't ask Andy to help prepare, but he's going to eat, amen? I'm sorry. Just threw that one in there. Where was I? Oh, Jamaica. Probably spent 12 hours that day between traveling to church, home, and services. Three different services. Sunlight service, Christmas morning service, evening service. What an amazing day. My memory is probably not perfect. If I found my notes of what I wrote on what took place each day when I was down there. But that was a glorious day, because the greatest gift ever offered to mankind was received that day. And I don't think any of them were in church. It's like I spent, you know, 12 hours with the whole thing with church. But I led 12 people to the Lord that day, and none of them were at church. But you know what? Everybody knows about Christmas. Thank God we have a president that said what Christmas is about, amen? It's about celebrating the birth of Jesus, amen? Thank God we got to talk about that, because for a good while, people didn't want to talk about that Christmas is all about Jesus. So wherever we go, and that's why my voice is the way I should have shut up for 3 hours yesterday, but you can't shut me. Well, it's hard to make me be quiet. What was I saying about that? Oh, we're just going to talk about Jesus wherever we go. I had to go talk about Jesus for a few hours, amen? All right, so back to Jamaica. No gifts. I opened the gift before I went. There was a camera to take some pictures, which I probably didn't take. But anyway, all right. But that day was a special day. Why? Because I gave the greatest gift ever offered to mankind, is the gift of eternal life in Jesus Christ. This is eternal life, to know thee, the one true God, and to know Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. And 12 people that day accepted Jesus, and they're in glory. And I hope that God has us, puts us all together up in heaven and say, hey, those were the 12 little Jamaicans that you led to Jesus that day. They'll come back to me, whatever. Wouldn't that be cool if that actually happened? I think it will. I'm hoping it does. You know, the greatest gift, if we be a natural, know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more? And you guys like to give good gifts, don't you? Come on, you guys, you're out probably shopping for Christmas. I already heard about some of your shopping stuff, amen? But you love to give good gifts. Isn't it fun? But Jesus said, if you think you're good at giving gifts, I'm even better. He said, I'll give the Holy Spirit to those that ask. If you, you know, I got the gift of the Holy Spirit. I got the gift of Jesus. If you being natural, you love to give good gifts. Well, the greatest gift is God. And you have the greatest gift. But the thing is for you is, even though you have redemption, let's open it fully. You know, they say we use less than 10% of our brain. I bet we probably walk in less than 10% of our redemption. Just a thought. Because in Galatians chapter 4, verse 1, it says, if you're an heir, you're a child of God, it says you're no different than a servant, even though you be Lord of all, if you remain as a babe and a child. And we as a Christians have to repent, have to change our mind, change our heart, learn His ways, learn His thoughts, learn His will, walk in the Spirit so we can tap into our redemption. Are you with me? I'm talking about redemption today, but I don't want to just receive 10% of it. I want to receive the full load, amen? I want you to receive the full load. That's part of my job, to help you walk in your redemption, which is healing, which is deliverance, which is peace of mind, which is the love of God that's been shed abroad in your heart. You're filled with hope wherever you go. Your light in your eyes radiates the presence of the Lord. Your smile radiates the presence of the Lord. Your personality radiates the presence of the Lord. Why? Because God is in you. Amen? Emmanuel is in us, and let people, we should be a God with skin on all the time. You know, my neighbor up the road, age 16, he got part of his inheritance, got a Corvette. What did he do? Totaled it, all right? They didn't let him have a Corvette again until he's 21. He got the second part of his inheritance when he's 21. What happened again? He totaled it again. Two times. He didn't get a Corvette the third time. All right, he was, what's that? Bought a four. Oh, Lord, we could go places with that one. Oh, I drive one, so I won't make the cracks about what they're like. No. All right, but we want to tap into our full redemption. That's part of my, we want to walk in the fullness of the Godhead bodily, amen? So in 1863, back to where I started, the Emancipation Proclamation, people were declared free. And I won't read all my other stories. I'll close with this. But some were declared free, and they went and lived a new life of freedom. Hopefully that's you. Others chose to remain as slaves because they didn't know how to live any different life. Actually, a good majority of Christians do that. They don't know how to live the new life in Christ Jesus. Hopefully that's not any of us, amen? We're going to walk in our full redemption. We're going to walk in our full freedom, freedom from anything that the enemy had any hold on our lives. Some of the masters would not tell that their slaves were free, so they remained in bondage. Sometimes we believe lies and we don't believe that we're free from stuff, and so we still walk in different bondages. That's not us either. Some tried freedom, but didn't know how to do it, and they went back to work for their plantations. Okay, and there's other case scenarios. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Week one of Advent is hope. And Jesus brings hope to our lives. It's changed everything. For 4,000 years, the prophets were proclaiming the great hope that the coming Messiah is coming, and He is coming. For the last 2,000 years, we're talking about that He's coming again, and that's hope once again. But also, John the Baptist not only preached repentance, but he said the kingdom of God is within you. God, Emmanuel. That's why He came, not just to be born a little baby in the manger. He came so He could be on the inside of you and you could live just like Jesus. Amen? So we have hope. We're going to continue to prepare for a special visitation, and we're going to become a habitation, not just special visitations on Sunday morning. We're just going to walk in it all the time. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus.